Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the Spotlight this morning, Sebastopol Center for the Arts is offering free summer music on Sunday afternoons with the Patio Series, returning for 8 weeks, running through August 11th. I am here with Sebastopol Center for the Arts Chair of the Music Committee, Jane Burns. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Tell us about this Patio Series, free music on Sunday afternoons.
Yes, I'm happy to do that. This is the second year we're doing it. Mm-hmm. The Center for the Arts produces music concerts throughout the year, mostly on a monthly basis. And in the summer, we have been taking time off because there's so many music concerts everywhere, free music concerts. Well, I was looking at our patio, and I just thought, this is just begging to have a party out here.
Right.
So last year we booked quite a few local bands and we had a delightful time out there. And the thing I like about it is that it's really relaxing. It's just, you know, there's about 50 to 70 people out there at the most. And keeping with the theme of the Center for the Arts, I wanted to kind of integrate different things in there, including art. So we have an art element there. There's,
oh, cool.
There's arts and crafts. There's games. We have a bistro table set up. So it's a really relaxing atmosphere. That's what I like about it. It's just kind of really kicked back. And yet we have wonderful performers.
We do. Coming up June 30th, Bistro Moustache.
Yes, Bistro Moustache.
I love that name already.
don't you love it? And of course, it's French cafe music and gypsy jazz. It's a group from Marin County. And we're really excited to have them up. I'm sure that'll be fun. This past week, we were so fortunate to have the great jazz guitarist Christian Foley Benning there. That was wonderful. And then we're going to really kick it up a little bit. On July 7th is going to be Coolin's Hounds.
Hmm.
And they are like an Irish pub band.
Oh, great.
So that should be kind of fun. So nice way to spend a Sunday afternoon. In Sebastopol, it seems to work out nicely. If people go to the farmer's market, they can just segue over to relax on the patio.
Right. These happen 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. on the Sundays.
Yes.
It's free.
It's free.
Come on in. There's light refreshments happening. And the Center for the Arts, if you don't know, is at 282 South High Street in Sebastopol. Pretty close to downtown.
It is. It's between downtown and where Ives Pool is. A lot of people will recognize it as the Vets building.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and the Vets are still there. But we share it, and we have so many things that go on there. In fact, I encourage people to get there maybe at 1 o'clock or a little bit earlier so they can come into our amazing gallery. And the current show there right now is Black and White and A Hint of Color. If you've never been to the Center for the Arts, it's so impressive. I'll go to a gallery or a museum any chance I have, and I am always impressed with the curated shows we have there. In fact, opening on August 2nd is going to be an international show that we do every year. It's Fiber Arts, and that is really amazing.
Wow.
So in addition to music, like I said, I like to kind of integrate the whole thing. Oh, and a really fun thing that we're doing there.
Yes.
Is inviting artists of all skill levels to bring maybe a sketch pad or maybe some paints and to use the musicians as models.
Okay.
And we've gotten some really great results of people who, you know, sketch and paint the band.
Great. I bet the band likes that.
Yes. They're kind of captive. They're a captive model. And
that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. So families are welcome to come out. 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Sundays, June 30th coming up, French music, July 7th, Irish music. Further down the line, you've got folks like Kevin Russell and friends.
Everybody loves Kevin Russell
and
friends.
Yeah, he's great. You got the Joe Kellner Jazz Trio, the Hot Flash Quartet, all really fun bands to see. It sounds like a fun time. Get artistic and, have some fun. And for more information, they can go to SebArts, SEBARTS.org. Or call 707-829-4797. Sound about right?
Sounds great. If I could mention, July 14th is also our street printing festival, and that's also on a Sunday, and we'll have great music that day, too.
Excellent. Do not miss that one. Well, Jane, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight.